Greetings, and welcome to Public Scholarship Postcards. I'm Tom Laporte. Today's discussion considers tattoos as material culture. Since 2014, I've argued for the study of tattoos as a mainstream social trend. At that time, with a group of very eager sociology students, we began collecting images and interviews of people with tattoos. A year after our study began, a Harris poll reported that 29% of people 18 years old or over in the United States have at least one tattoo. This resurgence of the ancient practice of tattooing, particularly in the United States, holds currency for people across race, gender, age, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. For these reasons, I maintain that tattooing is of interest to the academy and to the public scholar, especially given the wide array of people who use their bodies as a means to express material culture, be it related to family, religion, culture, impulse, or otherwise. Social scientists define material culture as physical objects which can become central to an understanding of culture and social relations. For this project, we recognize the body itself as a physical object that can work as material culture. Examples of this outside of tattooing include bodybuilders and people with piercings. Even with the rise of open and visible tattoos, it proves important to understand that tattoos have been, and to a degree, remain highly stigmatized. That reality is why I continue to collect images and conduct personal interviews related to individual tattoos after the student project ended. By gathering both images and first-person accounts of the meanings behind individual tattoos, we can delve deeply into the age-old practice to explore the complexities beyond ink on the human body. The initial collection of oral histories and photographs of tattoos provided the foundation for building a digital archive. This digital archive exists to record, preserve, and share the stories of people from all backgrounds who have tattoos as open and outward markers of subcultures via their bodies. The digital archive lends voice to the individuals and their bodies, giving both recognition and reason in a culture that can be very individualistic and conformist all at the same time. In the past 4 years, the number of and the attendance at tattoo conventions has enjoyed great increases. Also, the Musée de Quai Branly et Jacques Chirac in Paris developed a traveling tattoo exhibit. The most recent example of that in the United States was in the Field Museum in Chicago. While visiting the Norman Rockwell Museum gift shop, my wife sent me a picture of a children's book that was about parents telling their children the stories that go with their tattoos. When I searched for the book on Amazon, I found others, and this was of no surprise to me, as I firmly believe that tattoos can and do tell stories. Tattoos can also be very political, particularly for the individual person. Think about it. For some people, the process includes a serious look at negotiating space on the body of what words or images to include for a tattoo and where to place it. For our digital archive, we're compiling a collection of tattoos that allows individuals to describe how their tattoos tell stories of social protests, spiritual encounters, and to comment on the often misunderstood art form of tattooing. For some, tattoos can turn the body into a bulletin board, or it can serve as an outward display of what's on the inside of a person. In that way, an individual's personal experience and beliefs take visible form outwardly on the skin. I'd love to hear your tattoo story. You can send a voice message from the Anchor podcast site and contact me and share your information or you can find more information at drtlp.blogspot.com. Again, that's drtlp.blogspot.com. I'm Tom Laporte with Public Scholarship Tattoo Postcards. I hope you'll listen to another podcast. Thanks for your time.